This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Oh. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of That Friday Night Live. This time it is before... Plymouth at home, the last game of the season. Madness to think that the season's nearly over. And then we start again. Welcome and hello to everyone. Make sure you press that like button. Make sure you press that subscribe button if you're not already subscribed. Stephen, how are you, mate? You all right?
Yeah, all good. It's been a long, long while since we've had us two on a Friday Night Live for various reasons. So dynamic duo back together. Before we get into it, guys, I just want a quick thank you from me. Firstly, thank you to John Reynolds. I'm assuming he's watching tonight for donating the Byron Webster shirt. That's all now finished, so you guys will be... you guys will be pleased to know that I won't be pushing that anymore. But with a lot of the listeners' help over the last couple of months, I have been able to raise and donate £1,000 to Mind Charity. So thank you to everyone that bought a ticket for the raffle, donated to the gaming marathon. It means a lot to me, to a charity that means an awful lot to me. So thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate it.
There we go. That bit's over with. We can move forward now. We'll look at the comments.
Yeah, I won't bore you all to death with links now.
I just had to click into...
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
I'm having to click into YouTube. I have the analytics running, so I can see, obviously, the comments and stuff on there. And for some reason, it's just suddenly gone. Is it you what's really logging in? So I've just had to enter it. So I can see that so far, only four of you have pressed the like button, which is absolutely disgraceful, considering that there is quite a few of you already on.
And one of the people, so, or just
yes,
to add,
we are...
One of the people that liked was actually me. So it's actually three of them.
Oh, okay. There we go. So, yeah. There we go. So, yeah. Right, we need to go through some of these and kick out that one. So we kick that one out there. So, yes. So, right then, what should we start with? I reckon we start with this. Bart has his contract ends this year, 30th of June this year. And that is him all done for Millwall. Obviously, he come from Ipswich. He's played for Southampton. He's played for a few other teams and Polish teams. And he joined us in, 2019-2020 season. He come here on, 6 months loan? And then he signed the contract in January. And then for the first three seasons, he's been here, five seasons. And the first three seasons, he played every game, 46 games per season. And then obviously, I think it was 10, 15 or 10 and 14 or so for the last two seasons. But he has been an absolute superstar for us. He's always been there when we've needed him. Yes, his legs and his ability is still there, but his legs and his body's giving up to a degree. He isn't what he was, but I think he's been a good servant for us, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he's been a cracking servant.
I think the fact that, at Millwall, certain positions get a lot of praise at Millwall, centre-half being one and goalkeeper being another. And I think the fact that he won back-to-back player of the seasons sums up just perhaps how good he was in between the sticks. Excellent servant. I think he's someone that has bought into what it means to be a Millwall player. I think he's bought into the crowd, the atmosphere. He gets the club. Shame that his body is perhaps failing him. He's getting to a point now where the end is near for him. I don't know if he's going to carry on. He may well do. He probably might be able to drop down the divisions. But for us, he's been excellent.
He looks to be in Spain now, doesn't he? He looks as if something's possibly happening over there, and maybe he's going to do some coaching or something else over there. But yeah, he seems to. It seems to be okay, but I've got a question for you in a minute based on Bart. But we're and obviously go to the comments section. Those of you who are watching us across Facebook, Twitter, or X, and YouTube, and don't forget that you can all comment, and we see your comments in the studio. So if you do want to comment, then please do so. We will see your comments, including these ones like this. We can get all your comments up. So
I think the big thing with Bart as well is that people forget that he wasn't actually first choice when he came in. Frank Fielding was the number one the first season that Bart was here, and Fielding got injured in the first game. Bart then come in and took his place. Had that injury had not taken place, Bart may not have even would never have even got a look in, because the goalkeeper position is a tough one to kind of take. So the fact that he wasn't even first choice and he was as good as he was quite remarkable. And we'll miss him. He's probably be a big character in the dressing room, but there's a lot of talk about maybe giving him an appearance tomorrow on to say goodbye and things like that. I don't buy into that.
Tony's come up with a good one there. If we're out of sight after the first half, maybe he has to play the second half with some of the kids just to replace the loans. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's weird, isn't it, as well, that he was the lone sire. He was a lone player when he first came to us.
That was all down to his injury, though, wasn't it? Mill didn't want to take the risk because they thought he had a knock. Then mysteriously that had changed and we'd apparently got a cut price deal on him. So, look, great servant. I don't know if it's worth playing him tomorrow, really. Goalkeeper position's a tough one. But, we'll need to be replaced. I don't think Matty Sarkic is under threat, perhaps, of a legitimate number one coming into the club in the summer. I think we will look to try and get a replacement number two for Bart. But wish him well and a good servant to the club. And it'd be good to at least see him around the ground tomorrow.
No, that's it. Question for the comment section and you, Stephen, but I doubt if you'll get it. And no Googling, including you, Stephen. And I can see that you do because your eyes turn. And it shows really what he is. I mean, and we can have that debate in a little while, maybe, and see what we can do, a vote on YouTube on it, maybe, and see what it is, whether or not legend, Hall of Famer, et cetera, with Bart. But there's only been three players in the history since, 71, I think, when Player of the Season started. There's been a few players what have won it twice, 1 year and then a couple of years later or so. But there's only ever been three players what have won it back-to-back. And only one keeper. And that one keeper is obviously Bart. He won it in 2020 and 2021. Deserved. Who are the other two players? Remember, no Googling. I expect probably someone like Daily Millwall or Gazza will probably be able to get it. But there's only two other players. And there you go. Straight in.
I knew I wouldn't have got Alf Wood, but I did know that I was pretty sure that Darren Ward might have been one.
Darren Ward won it in 2004, 2005, and Alf Wood won it in 73 and 74. For Alf Wood to win it in 73, 74 was a good call because there were some good players then. And I mean, also, I mean, you wouldn't necessarily expect Darren Ward to win it twice, would you? He's sort of
Beckham,
but he was good.
He was Darren Ward was excellent. He was a really good defender, and probably one that goes under the radar a little bit because he's not in the Paul Robinson or Stuart Nevercott type. But Darren Ward was an excellent defender, and
QPR 1-0 up against Leeds.
Yes. I know there'll be some differences of opinion here, but I hope QPR can win 3 or 4-0 tonight. I don't think they will, but if they can stop Leeds, that would be excellent. They're not in danger of going down. There's too many. The teams below them need too many points, I think. So QPR can win for all I care. Keep Leeds in the Championship and burst Sky's bubble.
No, that's it. We're safe there. But no, Darren Ward's thing. But I thought that was just a bit of a weird thing that, there's only three players in the history of, player of the season or so from the one currently, which is what the records are of 71 onwards. And the fact that he's been the only keeper must say a lot about the keepers. Because even if you look at, David... people go, oh, David Ford. But David Ford only won it, I think he only won it once. David Ford only won it once. He won it 2014.
As I say, Millwall fans, they're not stupid. And centre-half and goalkeeper positions are two positions.
All decent keepers.
Yeah, but they're two positions that fans really appreciate. If you've got a good goalkeeper, you've got a good centre half. That's probably why, again, going with the back to Sarkic, I think that's why he gets a little bit of a hard time because we expect a lot from our goalkeeper. But for those couple of seasons, those first couple of seasons that we had Bilkowski, you could really see he was a top level Championship goalkeeper and was well worthy of winning the award once, let alone winning it back to back. You know,
I mean, go through it. So Brian King's won it for goalkeeper, 72. Brian Horns won it in 87. Casey Keller won it in 93. Tony Warner's won it in 2003. And David Ford won it 2014. And fuck me, I don't know about good keepers. Jordan Archer's won it in 2016.
I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you to get to that.
And Barthez has won it twice.
The thing is,
2020 and 2021.
He's just put something up there. Player of the season is a public vote, though. It's a popularity contest. It is a popularity contest. But again, the supporters are the ones that see the performances on the pitch. You don't get voted player of the season. And you have to remember as well that for Bart, they were in seasons under Gary Rowett where we pushed for the playoffs. We didn't quite make it to the playoffs, but we were pushing for it. And for your goalkeeper to win the award, that says something special to me. Really, really does.
I know the answer to this. Well, I think I know the answer to this. I think it's Adam Barrett.
Anyone know the little player? I think so as well. I think he was invited back to...
Because he was. He was. There was a condition when we brought him, because I was fan on the board when he joined. I think it was roughly when I was fan on board.
And
I remember them. Yeah, he was. He went back. Basically, he won Player of the Year and he'd signed for us, and their end of season was after he'd signed for us, and the club gave him permission or whatever, but he went back. But he went back. I swear that it's what you call it.
I don't think it was. I thought he was a coach and then was invited back to Gillingham for an award that he got, not a player,
Southend. No, I don't.
I'm not sure.
Adam Barrett was their best player. They love him. At Southend, they love him. Let's get this before to Dan. Colin, end of season, last home game. Your cash means diddly shit when you have our fans run on the pitch. You have a few of your fans in the bottom tier decide to try and be brave, and then you suddenly have about 8,500 Millwall fans steam the bottom tier. And then we go up before the FA with a 100,000 pound fine and police costs and all of that. And we're one of the only stadiums in the league what do not have police inside the stadium, because we refuse to pay for it. And that's it. If there are anyone on the bottom tier, it would be us. But to be honest with you, I don't think there will be, because it's a shared concourse, shared bar, everything else, unless they've petitioned half and half. And then you've got half the top and half the bottom. But the fact that you've got the whole of the top, is it? And to be fair, mate, the money's not really worth it. And, you know, you go, oh, well, what about the money? We're one of the only clubs that sell beer. So as long as you keep drinking, we'll make more money out of the beer sales. We don't have to split the gate revenue with you. And to be honest, away games, you only pretty much make a few percent. You don't make a lot. So, yeah, that's why you won't do it. And Bobby, if you keep going on about it, hang on. Bobby, I got your message. I will get you done. Stop going on about it. We're now finishing this season and we're going to be building up for next season, and you'll be going on one of them, okay? Because if you start keep giving it, when I do the interview, I'll capture all your voice messages you've ever sent, and we'll just play those in between our interview if you want, fella. So, yeah. I still want my aftershave, by the way.
I think the thing with the Plymouth fans as well, I saw a few things on Twitter that they were unhappy of the allocation. And I get that. I knew it wasn't. I don't think we signed him as a player. I'm sure we didn't sign him as a player. But anyway, the Plymouth fans, I get it. They would want to bring as many as possible. It's a game, a big game that they need to win, I think. to you know, give them a real chance of safety. I think if they do get anything tomorrow, then they probably will be safe. So they're probably disappointed from that point of view. But it just, from our perspective, it makes zero sense to allow any team in the division. And it'd be interesting, because if we were playing Leeds or Leicester or Ipswich, we still probably wouldn't have given them the bottom tier. It doesn't matter. It's not just because it's Plymouth. It would have been anybody in the division last game of the season. I will say, you know, I think... Go on.
No, I totally agree with you. I think it's down to the fact that the safety committee wouldn't let it go ahead. It just wouldn't go. So yeah.
Yeah,
I just can't see it. I can't see it.
No. And from us, the money doesn't really, they're not fussed about an extra 1,000 ticket sales.
Make more money out
Maybe
of it.
Maybe they should be.
Make more money out of
but
it.
But yeah.
Yeah, but it's not though. The away tickets, you don't get, you know, there's only a percentage, because when we took all the fans there, then there's about a 5%, you know, out of it. There's not a lot out of it. So by the time our fans went there and what they made, and their fans come here and what we made, there's not a lot in it. So that was one thing where I said before about, oh, well, we can screw them. And it's like, what's the point? There's nothing really in it. So, yeah.
No. No, and like, to be honest with you, don't get me wrong.
Millwall Holdings, who is it? Tell us who it is now. I'm intrigued.
Don't get me wrong with Plymouth as well. You know, no disrespect to them at all, but you know, it's a nothing game to us, really. All it is a chance to say goodbye to some players, and Harris will want to keep his home record intact. It doesn't mean a lot to us. It means more to them. Why would we want to give them more opportunity to bring more fans into the ground? That's just kind of how it is, really. And it's no disrespect to them at all. Like, you know, it would be the same if we were playing any other team in the division. To us, it's our opportunity to say goodbye to some players. And, you know, last time you'll see some friends and stuff down the den and bits and pieces and whatnot. So, you know.
Yeah, move on, really. To be fair, their disabled supporters will be at the bottom anyway. So, yeah, PJ Wesley, no, but similar type of thing.
There's a comment coming up later where he's a... The guy was playing in the 70s.
It could be.
So I'm not going to get it.
A couple of people. Alex Mitchell could be a call, though, because he's probably going to get Lincoln Player of the Year.
But Millwall Holdings. Millwall Holdings has said it's a 70. He's a player in the 70s.
Okay. Oh, so...
So it's going to be quite tricky. Is it
Brian King then? It could be Brian King. I don't know. Surely it's Bart Fritschich. I would have thought Bart would have gone back to Ipswich, but I don't know now. Kevin O'Callaghan.
Not now. If Ipswich get into the Premier League, no chance.
Gordon Hill? No. No. Yeah. Well, yeah, forget. No, he won't. I don't think he'd be keeper, but I think he'd be on the training side, maybe. I don't know.
Possibly.
There's loads of guesses going on in the comments there, mate. So again, get yourself in the comments, mate, if you've got an idea and a guess there. But I honestly don't know. If you're watching on Twitter, get involved. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, subscribe, and and get involved. So
I'll tell you one other thing. I was gonna mention on the subject of the contract situation. I find it really interesting that they've announced Bart, but they haven't announced Sean Hutchinson. And it just says to me that I think Harris would like to keep him. I don't agree with that personally. I think Hutch has been superb, but I think he's reached the end of his end of his time at Millwall. But I still think that Millwall are trying to sort of eke out a little deal for him. Because why would they announce Bart and not Hutch? That there's no reason not to, unless he's going to be on the coaching side of things, which could work. I just find that interesting that there's been no news on him yet.
Is his contract definitely up though?
Yeah, it is. There was an article a couple of days ago Harris was talking about it. It is definitely up at the end of the season.
So it's definitely up.
Well, he just said that he was talking. I'm going to try and find it. He was talking about. He was basically talking about how he knows he's aware of the contract situation, but you know.
He's not going to be.
No, he said Hutchinson's deal expires at the end of the season, and it is not yet clear what his future may hold. And he just basically, Harris goes on to say that I'm fully aware of Hutch's contract situation. He's out of contract in the summer, and I've spoken to him about it. We've had initial conversations with Sean, and he knows my thoughts, and I know where he's at as well. We'll be speaking every week without fail, and it's a big summer for Sean and his family and for us at the club. Harris went on to then talk about his impact on the training ground and things, you know, all kind of conversations and stuff like that. For me, I love Sean Hutchinson. I think he's been superb. One of the better players in the modern era for me. I would say a proper captain when fully fit. But it just, to me, we just, you know, we've kept a few of the players who I thought may have got a deal. I think Bradshaw, I think he was quite lucky to get another deal. I know it's appearance based, so you know it wasn't necessarily a decision that the club really wanted to make. Perhaps apparently QPR have gone 2-0 up against Leeds. Just to interrupt there, that hasn't come through yet, but apparently they have. But Hutchinson's been a great servant, much like Bart. Will get a lot of praise if he does leave. However, I think he's one that should be going out the door as well. You look deep in thought there, Mickey.
Oh no, I was just putting sofa scoring so I can see the scores. So yeah, that's fine.
It is 2-0.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a big game that is, because Leeds would have, you know, they've now got to get three to win. Ipswich would be absolutely loving life. But yeah, I mean, in the chat, obviously, with these people commenting, a lot of people are commenting on the player from the 70s. However, if you are still following us, what we're talking about currently, would you keep Sean Hutchinson for another season? Would he be someone that, as a player, because that's what it sounds like he wants.
Yeah, but do we need another fucking defender? Do we need another defender in the fucking Millwall coaching team?
Well, this is what I'm saying. I don't know. But I personally don't. I don't think so. With Wes Harding still on the books and Murray Wallace still on the books, Jake Cooper will still be on the books. Is there a place for Sean Hutchinson? I don't think so. Love him, but I don't think so. And we're going to need, you know, Alex Mitchell's coming back. They're going to have to invest in a centre half as well. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what the future holds.
PJ Wesley has just come up with Tony Hasley. So, yeah, I've got no idea now. I'm losing the will to live now. So, yeah, look at Wes is coming above hot. Okay. Yeah, I think
just some of the comments are coming through about Hutchinson.
Most Bradshaw was poor. I don't think. Do I think he needs to be a coach? No, probably not, because I think he's. Do we need any more defensive people in the coaching setup? You know, surely. Surely we want attacking process more than it's there. Dan Riggs saw the under-21s the other day, and he was saying that, you know, Bradshaw didn't look all that and a couple of others didn't look all that. He said Nesbitt looked okay, but then again, he was playing around with kids. So he was, he was barging kids off the ball and stuff. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know where you get to it, because on one level, you want to repay Hutch for his loyalty, but I don't know.
I just think they've given Leonard, Saville and Bradshaw contracts. Again, I think they're appearance-based, so they didn't necessarily have a choice with that, so fine. But it almost feels like with, you know, Hutchinson, out of those, he's the one that's probably at the end of his time, personally. That's just what I think. If we're reliant on those three plus Hutchinson next season, I think we're going to be in a bit of trouble. So we'll see. But I think I've
spelt it wrong because I was speed typing and I don't think I can edit it. But it's keep Hutch in the vote on the comments, yes or no. But I've spelt it KEP or KEPP. So yeah, let us know what you're doing. Keep going. And also 100 of you odd watching on YouTube, 37 of you have only press like. So come on, let's go and get some more comments in there. Come on, let's have it.
What I would say though, tomorrow, is that I would absolutely, and I think Harris is going to do this anyway, I absolutely would be bringing on Sean Hutchinson for 10 minutes at the end. It's different with a goalkeeper position because I just think that's, you don't tend to do that. But I would like to see, and I'd like to think that Harris will bring on Sean Hutchinson and give him a little bit of a farewell. I think if he does as well, I think that'll tell you where it's likely to be heading. If he doesn't, again, we might be looking into things differently, but I think you'll definitely see him at least.
We look into things so fucking bad, it's unright.
Oh,
it's unreal.
I know.
He could wear everyone's a always looking for a coaching job, do you know what I mean?
Everyone's always looking for that bit of news, isn't they? They're always looking for that, you know, to be able to go, oh, I saw this, oh, I know this. It's the same with transfers. It happens all the time. But I would, as I say, I think if you see him tomorrow for 10 minutes at the end, because let's face it, if we're 1-0 up tomorrow, Harris has got no need to try and sit on a 1-0. He doesn't. So, we'll see Hutch say goodbye to him and move on, I think.
Who's that there? I always like, even if you only talk bollocks, it's still worth a like. That's
thank you, Mark. We appreciate that. We appreciate that.
So, yeah. Look, there you go. Oh, right, there's the question. If anyone can get that answer in, then, yeah. I've got no idea what it is, mate. It's definitely a hard one. Someone will get it in a minute. But I don't know. And the problem is that I don't think you can Google it either. So, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah. So then, we have Roy Lana at the ground on Saturday before the ground, showing off his humanitarian bravery award. Took a few years, but again, Millwall fans got it sorted. So, yeah, he'll be there about 22. So if you're watching Plymouth fans again, yeah, make sure you're in the seats for that time. So I think tomorrow is going to be an emotional day. It's also very close to the day that John Berylson was last at the Den.
And yeah, I saw that.
Everything happened.
I did see that. It's very close to the last time he was at the Den. I think tomorrow, whilst we still have Swansea next week, which again I'm quite pleased that we don't have to go there and play for anything, I must admit. But I think tomorrow is going to be the closing chapter on the probably one of the darker times in recent history. This season's been a shambles, you know, from start to finish. You know, losing John when we did, the four managers, if you include Barrett, the circus with the sponsors and everything that's gone on. I've been very vocal to say that I just wanted the season to be over, whatever happened. Thankfully, obviously, I wanted this to be safe. Thankfully, we now are. And tomorrow's just an opportunity to try and cap it off with a win, see off the season at the Den with a win and just, you know, move on to next year and say thanks to you know, the lone players and whatnot. Some of them might be back, some of them might not be, but it's just sort of like, as I say, the last year being a Millwall fan, we've often said, Mickey, that we don't really do a live show. And this is talking about us. We don't do a live show outside of Friday or Sunday unless something big has happened. And this year we've done four of them. Because big things have happened within the last year. You're trying to figure what the four are, aren't you?
One was John, one was Gary.
Yeah, one was John, one was Joe Edwards, and one was when they announced it was Harry.
Joe Edwards.
Harris.
Crossed.
Admittedly, Harrison.
Gone.
No, I was going to say, admittedly, Harris and Edwards were very, very close together because we did a live on the Saturday to, you know, saying that Edwards has got to go. Edwards went and then Harris come in and we were back on it. So, yeah. You know, big things that have happened.
Well, it's been massive things that's happened really for us. I mean, the last bad season we had was 2012 when we lost Barry Kitchener. And obviously, last year, the year before, we lost Phil Walker as well. But was probably where we are now, but we're doing okay. But is it a good thing for us? We've just gone on from, evening, Peter. We've just gone on from strength to strength. We've now hit 1 million views since we started, which is great. And we've done that, last weekend, didn't we? I think last Monday. And Stone Me, we're now on 1.2 million. So, in a space of, a week or so, it's suddenly, 1.1, I think, it's just over 1.1. So it's jumped massively. So, all you guys watching us, joining us on a Friday, Sunday night, and also watching the other shows, Jay, the show what Jay did, Who Are You, Stephen, Bobby's one is either going to do unbelievably well or it's going to fold really badly, flop really badly even. And we can't thank you enough. So all your likes, all your subscribes, all your sharing with your pals, sending it by WhatsApp, sending it by Twitter, et cetera, thank you. It means the world to us. It's really good. The numbers are up, the subs are up. We are really fast growing and it's exciting times. We've got some new plans for next year. Got some different content coming, slightly different content. We're playing around a bit. And I think the thing we enjoy doing is I don't think there's been one year when we've done this where we've stayed exactly the same. We've done maybe a show where we keep, but we change. We migrate with the time, shall we say. So, all good. All good, I think. How long have you been here now, Stephen? I was trying to figure out the other day.
I have been here now for about 16, 17 months. I joined halfway through the beginning of last season. So, you've been putting up with me for that long. There was a comment from Mike in just a little while ago saying, what loan players do I think will be back next season? I think Ryan Longman is an absolute dead cert. I think he's absolutely going to be... he's going to absolutely be in next season. If Harris has got anything to do with it, I think they'll definitely be knocking on the door for him. The others, Alan Campbell, certainly not. Tanganga, as much as I'd love him, we're not going to be able to afford him. Brooke Norton Cuffey, I got the feeling listening to his interview, he's talking about development. He's going to want to maybe try and push on maybe to the next level. If he's good enough, I don't know, but I think that's where his mindset might be. And Michael Obafemi, possibly next season. I don't think that one's as dead in the water as what people think. I know he's on big money and I know that we might have to, there might have to be a real deal hashed out for him. However, I can see Zian Fleming becoming a Burnley player this transfer window. And I think Millwall will use that in their favour to try and get a deal for Obafemi over the line. Don't know anything for sure, so don't quote me on that. But I just got it in my mind that if Burnley dropped to the Championship, he'll be right at the top of their list for the transfer window, personally.
Yeah, you know more than you're letting on. That's fine. there's more than a suggestion.
I wish I did, mate.
So, yes. So, we will play Plymouth. We're okay because Dan's not here, so we can mention Plymouth. It's okay. Should we come back to the players? Do you want to talk? Because chat keeps going on with players. Do you want to talk about players now and we do Plymouth second half?
Yeah.
Let's do that then. Fuck it then.
Yeah.
Ruin all my fingers.
Go on.
All I was going to say is who do you think would fit into this team and who do you think you see coming in, and which of the current players here do you think we'll end up keeping?
When you say that,
because we're getting rid of about eight this year.
Yeah, as I say, the loan players are all going back. I think Longman will potentially be coming back in the door. I'd be amazed if Millwall don't try and get a deal for him. Again, it does also depend on players that are out there. I think there's certainly, I would desperately look at the Rotherham goalkeeper. I know he might not want to be a backup, but that Victor Johansson is superb. He's an excellent goalkeeper at this level and would certainly push Sarkic. But I think there's going to be a lot of suitors for him. We do need, there's a comment in the chat. We do need a bit of a bigger target man. We do need a bit of a bigger striker. That might force Harris's hand in the sense of maybe playing a little bit more with two strikers up front. Who that target man is, I don't know. I thought if QPR were going to be relegated, I would love us to have a look at that Sinclair. I don't know what his first name is, but I'm sure that someone will be able to tell me in the chat. The big guy, the big young striker they've got, he looked excellent against us. Would have been someone, but because they're going to stay up, I think it'd be tricky to get hold of him. And again, it depends on the, as we always talk about, what contacts does Aldo have in his
That's good, because that plays into the article you read earlier where Harris put seems to Armstrong Sinclair, there you go, seems to put a lot of faith in Aldo, whether that's PR or what it is, but there does seem to be either that or he's not necessarily staying around much longer. But it was obviously, he said, I'm here to do this part of it and the recruitment's down to the club.
Yeah, I think Harris is being really clever there, though, because he's basically saying, look, I can tell him what I want, but I'm not getting involved. He's basically saying that's on someone else. Don't be coming at me, Stephen. You would be fantastic as fan on the board, a font of knowledge. No, I don't want to be the fan on the board. I've heard enough from Mickey to put me off that, I'm afraid. But I think Harris has been a bit clever there. He's saying, don't blame me. Look at them boys. Because I think Harris knows that there's a lot of pressure on Alex Aldridge and Steve Cavanagh this summer on transfers, because people are going to be looking at them going, right, coming in. This year's been a shambles. What are you going to do next year to sort us out? I think it's very clever. Yeah. There's a Newcastle fan in the chat, Geordie. Away the lads, QPR are doing great. Welcome, Geordie. Mill, we're safe, right? Yes, we are safe. We are safe, my friend, very much so. Joe chats, not sure about who we can bring in, but can we convince Wrexham to overpay for Tom Bradshaw? A national team striker would be great PR for the TV show. It would be great, but I can't see that. Bradshaw's so settled. He's so settled. He don't want to go. Unless someone comes in with a stupid offer.
I could see him doing well, though, at Wrexham.
Yeah, probably would. And, that sort of PR circus and all that.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
And being a Welsh boy as well, finished his career in Wales and all of that. So, yeah, I mean, so he can blame Aldo when he fucks it all up again.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. I don't get me wrong. I'm not getting on Harris's back at all when I say that. But he's been very, very clever. Very, very clever. Loan us some players away, the lads. Yeah, Newcastle, take a couple of players from them. They'll be looking to spend big this year. Again, that's the other thing as well. There's Premier League clubs out there that it's getting to a point where you look at the likes of, Forest and Everton have had points deducted because of the situation with financial fair play. There'll be other clubs that are in that circumstance that will have to offload players. Yeah, again, they're the clubs that Millwall have got to be looking at and trying to work a deal, try and find a way of getting someone a little bit cheaper, because there'll be lots of clubs this year that are really on the balance of
How many Premiership clubs are going to want players?
Of course, looking to see these players,
what are a potential, like the clubs going up, like for instance, like the clubs going up, so the likes of Ipswich, Leicester, you know, some of these clubs what are going to get penalised, then these are the ones where they're sitting there going to get it. Who's that? Hi, thanks for the podcast this season, Mickey, Stephen, and all the gang. Come on, you Lions, gain a shore. Okay, thanks.
That mark again was we after the Anderson bloke from Newcastle. Yeah, we were. I think we were really close on that at one point, and then Eddie Howe decided that he wanted to keep Anderson in his first team plans. But again, players like that, they're the sort. That's the step up. They're the sort of players. If you can get them in on loan, that they might make a difference. But this summer's huge. You know, we'll come on to the game tomorrow in a little bit, and you know, we're still not finished on this season. People say, you know, the higher up the league you get, you earn a little bit more prize money and stuff like that. I get it, you know, you've still got points to play for. Harris doesn't want to lose at home, but we've really got to start looking at players now. I think Aldo and Harris, you know, whatever input he does have, they've got to have a plan in place now, because we can't be in a bit of a tough spot come Christmas, because
George Evans is still there, mate.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's under contract there.
Mm.
You know, there'll be a lot of rumours this transfer window. There'll be a lot of people saying they've heard this and this is happening, because they know how big it is for Millwall. We're going to be linked with so many players. There's going to be so many stories coming out. Such and such has been at the training ground. Such and such has been seen in Bromley, or, you know, whatever. Well, it's going to be a bit of a circus.
We've been discussing with a couple of the properties opposite Millwall's training ground and a couple of businesses around Millwall, putting some CCTV up. So we're going to be running a live feed throughout the summer. And you can just go, you know, as if we would.com. And you're more than happy to have a look at those and watch who turns up in which Range Rover and whatnot. No, we're not. But, you know, it's going to be an interesting time to an degree. I keep getting really delayed today. Like, I keep looking at a comment and then it just keeps throwing me and whatnot. But yeah, hey-ho, we get there. And I think it's because my computer's running really slow as well, and it sort of keeps throwing me off. It's probably... this season was probably one of the biggest in terms of survival we've had in a long while since being in the Championship. And the next season is probably going to be one of the biggest ones for buying players. Because if we probably don't get the right ones, then we're knackered.
As I say, I think Alex Aldridge is a man under serious pressure this summer. That, you know, we've all said things, we've all you know, have our opinions, lots of people on social media have their opinions, and you know, he's got a real big job on his hands this summer, because he's going to have to pull his finger out and pull something out of the hat. Because, you know, I have no issue, and I'll say this now, and I'm sure I'll be able to say it you know, over the summer when we're talking about transfers. I've got no problem with Millwall selling players if they have to raise money to bring in players. I've got no issue with that. But we cannot, if Alex Aldridge is in charge of the transfers and he lets someone like Fleming go for peanuts, or Casper, or anybody, he's under big, big pressure. So I wouldn't like to, honestly, and I know we say it a lot, I wouldn't like to be in his shoes.
But what's peanuts?
I really
would. What's peanuts?
A couple of million. If you got 2 million for Fleming and you have to give part of it to Fortuna, and we've got barely what we paid for him, well, how are you going to replace a Championship midfielder with that kind of money when it was touted that we were offered 9 million or whatever it was in the summer, 10 million, etc. So I just think, as I say, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes. I really wouldn't.
No. And I think that's the problem you've got, because also don't forget, going into this season, we don't have Mickey and Steve, have you met this Aldo? I knew Aldo. I've got his number in my phone. I don't think it's still the same number, but when he was at Summit News, I knew him then. So yeah, it's quite a worrying season really going into next year, because there'll be no more Husky as of June. There's no more Husky, allegedly, because Husky's deal is ended. And potentially we're issued court servings against them. So we've got, you know, all of that being full. Who's going to be the club sponsor? Are we going to get a big sponsor? Are we going to get a small sponsor? Are we going to get the money what Husky gave? Are we not? Where does it all stand? I mean, there's so many different questions. It's good that the club shop seems to be doing better than what it's ever been. That's great. But who's going to be the sponsor? That's the big one. Because if it's realistically, you need someone paying £300,000-£500,000 a year. Yes, we've got more TV money coming in next year, but don't hold your breath, it's not that much more. By the time it's split between everyone, it's probably worth £3 million, maybe.
Remember that every club gets that. So everyone is still as rich as they were in the first place, just with a few more numbers on the end of it. Do you know what I mean? So that's not a... I get we might have a little bit more money to spend, but so does everybody else.
It's one of those, isn't it? It seems as if everything's happening at the worst possible time as well, doesn't it? You know, Husky going, potential lawsuit. We got a local election this year that hopefully Brenda Dacre gets in, and then hopefully that will speed everything up for the redevelopment side of it. You've got more teams potentially with the parachute payments. You've got more teams already in with it. I mean, you look at the top of the league realistically. So who came down last year? Leicester, Leeds, Ipswich, Southampton. Say, for instance...
Well, Ipswich come up, but yeah,
Ipswich. So say, for instance, so Leicester gets promoted tonight, don't they?
If Leeds don't win, yeah.
So they get promoted tonight, for instance, possibly, and then it's going to be between Leeds, Ipswich, Southampton, West Brom, Norwich.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.